Ksuvis Perkud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Almana she'amra if she loses mi beis bali. If after her husband dies, an almana says that she can't leave her husband's house, so she's still living there. Ena yorshim michol lomalo l'chi l'veis avich v'anu zonin osach. The yorshim can tell her, go back to your father's house and we'll sustain you there and give you mizonos there. Elozonin osach beveis bala v'noisnin lo mother l'fi kvoida. Rather, they have to give her mizonos while she still stays in that same house, in her husband's house. V'noisnin lo mother l'fi kvoida. And they give her a place to live according to her kavod. And the Rab points out, it's not just that, it's not just the house. They also have to make sure that she has the same type of standards that she was living with. So the types of kelim that she was using, the avodim, shvachos, anything that she was accustomed to living with while her husband was alive, they have to make sure that she has that as well. However, if the house is destroyed, they don't have to build her a new house in the same place. Even if she wants to build the new house with her own money in the same spot, they don't have to listen to her, because the Rav points out, because it says in the Ksuva, Da'at te yosva bebesi, and only when the besi is in existence do they have to make sure that she's living in that house. But once the house falls down, they're not required to anymore. Amra if she loses me beis abba, if she says that I can't move from my father's house, so she's not living in her dead husband's house anymore, yicholim hayarshim lomala, then the yarshim can say to him, at etzlenu yeshlich mizonos, if you're living with us, then we would give you mizonos. V'm einat etzlenu ein lich mizonos, but if you're not living with us, we don't have to give you mizonos. Because like the Rab points out, that the birkas abayis is meruba, like it says in the Gemara, when more people are living in the same house, so there's more bracha. Whether it's because, like Rashi says, because when there's a lot of people, everybody helps each other out, and there's more profit this way in the house. Also, there's the mazel of the rabbim. Or like Taisa says, that ner le'echad, ner le'mea, when there's light for one person, it's light for everybody in the house. So definitely money is saved when there's more people in the house. However, if she tainas that the reason I can't live in the same house as the family of my husband is because I am a younger woman and they are young men, and it's not sneistic, and she's afraid of those issues, then they have to give her mizonos while she's in her father's house. They can't taina that she should come live with them because it's more economical. They have to feed her while she's in her father's house.